grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Michael. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Luke 23 verses 33 to 38. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is revealing at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's Word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the Word to us today. Luke 23, verses 33 to 38. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in your word or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond, either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through his word. Consider now how we practice Luke 23 verses 33 to 38 in our everyday living. How is this passage of scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way you can apply his word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive his refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.